Namaste. My name is Rui Simmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how to cure back pain forever. It looks like a magic formula. And it is so. When I had my disc broken, a strong scoliosis, a protruded disc, and even nerve channel inflammation, for sure I had big back problems. And regardless who I was asking, they said always don't care. Looks ridiculous. Okay. I went to my physician and she told me that she was grown up at the farm and that everybody had to work or to labor very hard. And I knew that. How hard was the work from them? And she told me, in the first months of this hard labor work, this means after the harvest, all the fruits or vegetables or grains had to put in the storehouse. Everybody had back pain, strong back pains. And after 1 month hard labor, the back pain was gone. So I watched as a kid how strong this farmer had been. They picked up with a fork 20 kilograms straw balls and throw them on the wagon from down 20 kilo and then whoosh, and this the whole day. And even 70 years old farmers did that. So I have tried out by myself, for sure, my God, it was so hard for me. This was for me a total eye-opener that she said, for sure we had back pain. Everybody had back pain, but after some time it was gone. And from this time on, I made very strong exercise, regardless what the orthopedic doctor had said. Regardless how much pain I experienced. And my back is today better than ever before. Okay. There was a research from Dr. Sano, back pain, the body-mind complex, something like this one. You get the link also here in YouTube. And he found out that over centuries, over hundreds of years, the people had broken discs, scoliosis, protruded discs, slip discs, and had only a few problems with it. And then he found out that the back problems are not the problem. The body-mind complex is a problem. So it looks so that we are all hypochondria. Maybe it's true. Okay. Why he is true? Why Dr. Sano is true? If we focus on our pain, on our body diseases, they're getting worse. So, after 2 or 3 months, our spine adjusted by itself somehow. We don't know why, but it do so because it had to work. And we can trust that. And then we experience again and again a back pain, even our spine is quite okay. We focus on our back pain and think, oh, what we focus on, we get. And so, and if we have stress, fear, big problems, then the combination of a weak back and the suppressed negative feelings are causing this back pain. So actually, not the weak back is a problem. The problem is the focus. Otherwise, the stress, the fear, the tension will go on another organ. But no, it finds always our back and it's manifesting there. It's just so simple. Okay, I've read this book and then 3 days later I had the lumbago. Okay. And I said, okay, I will try it. Then I know it. I went into my car very slowly, you know, and drove to the next discotheque and could hardly come out of the car. Big pain. Oh my God. And I said, okay, we will try it. If it's right or not right. After 20 minutes, the pain was gone. And this is it. The problem is always a focus on the problem instead to enjoy our life. Even we have pain, even we have problems, we ignore that. And the other solution, painkiller. Painkiller makes everything worse. It's the best thing to make everything bad. We have to stand the pain, go through the pain, and it's gone. And the last 8-9 years, I didn't have big back pains, or maybe sometimes less. Same was for my knee problems. It's gone. But with 25 years, I had big problems always. It's a body-mind connection. And if we change our program in our mind, back problems are gone. Back pain are gone. Okay, I can tell you here hours what are the best exercises and so on, but this is here not the issue. Okay, I thank you that I could speak about this and think this over. Thank you, Sekaro. They had the same problems, but didn't care. And then this was no problem. Right.